So, doubt as a path. Well, I suppose my first thing is, a path to what? A path is somewhere, something you go on, or whatever. How is doubt a path, and what to, is the question I started with, really. So, as I said, I'm going to explore this question a little bit with some personal moments. And I want to make some connections with some basic Dharma, which you all know, really. I'm very conscious I'm sitting in a room with probably about 200 years of Dharma practice experience here. So, you know, I've got nothing to tell you in many ways. So the first thing I want to say is that I don't really know very much about anything. Not really. Not really. I sort of think I do. And I'm always caught out. Always caught out with what I think I know. And in fact, 20 years ago, I started out on my path, this path of Dharma practice, with the keen wish to understand. I wanted to know. I wanted to be certain. I was brought up in a Catholic family. And Catholics are famous for being certain. And famous for not really thinking for themselves, a little bit. At least that's what I saw. And everything is sorted out for you in a certain sort of way. So the clarity is presented to you as a kind of set of ideas and a set of beliefs, and you just go with it. And so I was brought up with a desire for certainty, I think. And having lost faith in that, I spent a number of years without that certainty. So when I came across the Dharma, and I'll tell you how I did that in a minute, I think it was the desire for certainty that really attracted me most. I did want to know reality. I wanted to understand what was going on. And my biggest fear was absence of meaning. And I don't know, you might be able to relate to some of this. And I think I was threatened by the changeability around me all the time, that things were changing. This wasn't very conscious until, in a way, this talk was a chance to reflect back on, you know, 20 years of trying to do this. So, how did that show? Well, I just want to talk a little bit about painting, about art. 20 years ago, well, let me go back a step before that. Since I was 12, I had the certainty that I was an artist with a capital A. Okay, that's what I wanted to be. And if only the world would give me the chance, I would prove how good I was at it and how special I was at it, and I would just go ahead and do it. Well, actually, life has shown me that I'm not with a capital A, and I might have a talent, but that's a different thing. It's not the same. But that's what I believed about myself, and it was a certainty. And I built a lot of my life around it. Now, about 20 years ago, I thought, well, I'd better investigate this. Part of my mid-30s, late-30s crisis, what am I doing with my life? There was art with a capital A sitting on the doorstep saying, me, me. So I went out and did a lot of looking at nature and a lot of painting. And I wanted to understand what I was looking at. It wasn't just enough to go, that's nice, I'll make a picture of it. I was using it to interrogate, that's the word I used then and now, to interrogate reality, to get it to tell me what it really was. To get it to tell me what it really was so that I could feel safe again or something. I don't know what it was, but it was certainly a sense of, now I know my place, I know what you are, I can relax. You know, it's that sort of feeling. So I did a lot of work over 3-4 years, folders and folders of watercolours and drawings, attempting to do that, to grasp it and understand it and know it. And of course, you know, this was before I even got into the Dharma. Of course I couldn't do this. It was impossible. And I reached the point where I could see all of a sudden, and it was all of a sudden, it was one summer, and it was a few days in the summer that I realised how impossible this particular quest was, that I was never, never going to get it. You know, a tree out there, what was it really? You know, in one light it was bright green, a cloud would come over, it would go dark green and fade, you'd go out, the next day it would be misty and disappear. If you go right up to it, what are you seeing? It's completely different from what you're seeing, you know, 10 yards back, half a mile back. So how could I ever possibly grasp and understand this thing? A very simple thing like a tree. Years later, I went on a retreat with Sangha Ketu in France, and I was sitting on a veranda, and we had a little bronze bowl. I don't know what it was. It was in the house. I thought, I'll draw this. So I started to draw it. And as I was drawing, I thought, there's only one point of view that I can see this from, and it's mine. I can never see it from everywhere else. So how can I ever really draw this thing? How can I ever really understand and grasp it? So it was a similar kind of experience, really. The very simple things that were out there seemed to me to be beyond comprehension. So that's why I say I don't really know much about anything. You know, when you look at things, or when I look at things, well, they're not quite as they seem.